Thanks for calling Archdot Fiber. My name is Bianca. How may I assist you?
Yes, good afternoon. I'm calling to sign up for your service.
Okay, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you received the mailing in the mail?
I did, for the special price of $69.99.
When you signed up for ACH and paperless billing?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's get started here.
Now, I called earlier this morning, and the lovely lady then had the same accent. Are you also in Alabama?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right, what's your address?
It is 206 First Avenue, Kingston, New York.
12401.
Correct.
And I'm sorry, what's the name of the street?
First Avenue. And you guys have it spelled F-I-R-S-T rather than one with an S-T.
And is this a home or business?
This is a home, residential.
And 1025. So it's like services will not be available in your area until about October the 25th. Is that okay?
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. And are you interested in the 1,000 megabytes per second or the 1 gigabyte per second plan for the $69.99 with ACH?
Nope, we'll take the 1,000 megabytes for $69.99.
And
then I'll also ask, do you guys give a veteran discount?
No, sir. We are not offering veteran discounts at this very moment.
That's okay.
All right. And do you need any Wi-Fi extenders in your home?
Oh, yeah, we're going to need Wi-Fi, which your paper here says Wi-Fi is free. Free whole
right.
Home Wi-Fi.
Are you needing an extender? Do you have a small to medium-sized home, or do you have a large home with multiple floors?
I'd say it's a medium-sized.
Medium-sized. Okay, so we can sustain a medium size. And do you need a home phone service?
No.
Which is, okay.
Yeah, actually, I have a cell phone, but I also use Magic Jack, which will go right through the internet.
Gotcha. All right, and so I have your address is 206 First Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Bingo, correct.
All right, and do you own or rent this property?
Own.
And how is your current utilities running into your home? Is it overhead, under the ground, like your electricity? How is your electricity ran into your home?
Overhead.
Overhead, okay. All right, and is your billing address and your service address the same?
Correct.
And spell your first name for me.
Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S.
And your last name?
Two words. First word, V is in Volkswagen, A, mm-hmm. N, then a blank space,
mm-hmm.
W, A, G, E, N E N.
All right. And a good email address for you?
T is in Thomas, R is in Robert, I is in Island, P is in Paul, L is in Lima, P is in Paul, H as in hotel, the number one, the number zero, at AOL.com.
Got it. And a good phone number for you.
845-706-2276.
All right. And how would you like to be contacted by us? Would you want it by phone, email, or text?
Try both phone and email. Can you okay. do both?
Yes, I can definitely do both. And I do have to read you the disclosures for signing up for phone and email alerts. One second here. All right.
I'll take the email alerts, but if you can, try not to send me the phone alerts.
All right. So now the phone, this is what it's going to say. So do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers you provide? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase. So say, for instance, you do start receiving calls from Archtop and they're not the calls that you want to receive. Like say, for instance, it's a promotional pricing and not saying that that's going to happen, but if it does happen and you don't want to consent to it, only thing you have to do is just let us know and we'll just remove it.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't want all the texts coming in at some point. So.
Right. So you didn't sign up for text messages, so you're fine. So you're just doing phone and email, correct?
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. Now, email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or by clicking unsubmit at the bottom of the email.
Yeah, we'll go for that.
All right, so sign you for the 1 gig, which is also 1,000 megabytes per second. No Wi-Fi extenders, and the address using 206 First Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. So I have your first name is Charles, last name Van, space Wagenen. Then I have the Perfect. Email address as triplph10@AOL.com, and I have phone number 845-706-2276. Is all of that correct?
Yes. Yep.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. All right. Now, as part of the order process, you will be, you will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of your information to validate that you are who you say you are and see if you're required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but by doing so, you will be automatically required to pay a $50 deposit. So do you want to do the credit check, or would you rather pay the $50 deposit?
No, we can do the credit check.
Okay.
You can try the credit check, but here's what happened. I got a notice 2 weeks ago from Norton. I forgot what the heck Norton does, but they searched the internet to see if your personal information shows up in the internet. So 2 weeks ago, I got a notice saying some of my personal information showed up on the dark web. So what I have done, I have put some sort of hold on my Experian, the three big major credit check companies. I can undo those so that you guys can do a credit check.
Okay.
I just can't remember how the heck to do it. How long will it take you before you do the credit check? Is that going to be something that won't be done for a day or two, or is that something you're doing now?
It's going to be done instantly.
Okay, well, we can find out if the credit check works. If it doesn't, we can
okay.
set up hopefully for a time. I can call
okay.
back tomorrow after work, and in the meantime, try to get those things
okay.
turned off for the short period of time. Now,
okay,
you
definitely
may
not
also,
a problem.
You may also want to put my middle initial in
mm-hmm.
my name and add Junior to it. I forgot
gotcha.
The lady this morning did say there was going to be a credit check.
Okay.
But I know I'm up in the 800s. It's like, could be 820 or 830 somewhere in that room.
Okay, that's definitely not a problem. All right, and let's see. All right. Okay, and only thing I need from you is your social security number.
Okay, now that's where I'm somewhat reluctant, but you are a legitimate company. All right, I will have faith in you giving this number, 054-608-6660. Do you keep that number on file?
We do
or is
not.
That just for the credit check.
It's
okay,
just
good.
For the credit check. Nothing is saved on file for this.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so yeah, it does require that you do have a PIN to submit your credit check, Mr. Charles. So you can definitely just give us a call back tomorrow, and we can go through this again, which is definitely not a problem. But it does say that it's a PIN is required of you.
Okay. Do you have an extension? Because I might be able to accomplish this within the next hour, let's say, and then be able to give you a shout back.
Most likely you'll be getting me. I'm not going to leave here until for another hour. So if you call within the next hour, I'll still be here.
Okay. And what was your name?
Bianca.
Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy enough. Alrighty. So let me give that a shot and see what I can do to square that away. And I'll give you a shout.
Okay. That's definitely not a problem. You have a good day, Mr. Charles. And hopefully I'll hear
you
back
too.
From
Thank
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep. Bye-bye.